think about that woman in the office.
Pumpkin!
I just keep thinking about that
Stop!
Woman.
Stop!
I just keep thinking about that woman in that office no. making her weird ass, nasty ass egg.
No.
But the smell of a fresh cooked hot dog.
In the office?
In the office. You can't beat that.
Okay, can I just take this moment to publicly announce my fixation with Alligator Bites Never Heal? It's so good. Doechii's new album.
Oh, look at me being ignorant.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Wow. Aaron is a boomer.
What's an alligator bite?
I don't know.
I don't, I'm just genuinely asking.
That's the name of the album. I'm sure it probably means something, but I don't know what it means.
Didn't she win Best New Artist?
Yes.
Congrats.
No, I think Chapel won Best New Artist, but Doechii won like...
Best album
something?
Best new album.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Best album by a new artist something.
But...
I love that. I like all the songs I've heard.
Yeah, they're really good. They're just like so... I don't know. There's something about them that scratches my brain.
That's good.
You know?
I wonder what it is.
Also, I'm realizing that when we got here, I meant to cut the straw on this. Can we just talk about how absurdly tall this straw is for this cup?
It is kind of absurdly tall. I like that they put the measuring things on the side. Actually, that's kind of nice because in case you were going to make it actual. Yeah, we got a coffee bar. The QT's got coffee bars, so they have little.
They have like it looks
slot
like a
machine.
Like a draft.
Yeah. Yes.
A draft. A
Not
draft.
A slot machine.
No, it looks like a little beer tap, but they're filled with coffee instead.
Also, too, you've been doing really well, so, like...
Well, I cut this with water and milk, so...
I know, you know, actually, I know, that's how, because I'm like, if a coffee tastes good to me, then, like, there's probably, like, almost no coffee in it, actually.
Mm-hmm. This one, after you said the thing about it tasting like a protein shake now, I can't, like, un...
Oh, it doesn't, like, it's just the peanut butter. For whatever reason, I associate peanut butter...
Well, me too.
...with... And now when I think of peanut butter, I think of Mr. Peanut Butter.
Ugh. You still haven't finished... We need to finish BoJack.
Well, we started watching. Oh yeah, we're working on it.
We have a lot of TV that
we have
we're
a lot of TV.
On.
We always you know constantly what? Have so much TV to watch.
Yes, but I am really enjoying that we have a running list now.
We don't run out of things.
You know what we've been doing?
Tell everyone.
I started a Discord server for just the two of us, a couples Discord server, and we have different channels now for like date night ideas and like TVs and movies that we want to watch. And I started one that's like a mood board for like decorating the house and stuff.
Do we pay for Discord?
We pay for Nitro.
Okay.
But we don't.
But you could do that without Nitro, right?
Yeah.
I used to think Discord was so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I grew up like we used to use. This is crazy. This
oh,
is crazy.
No.
We used to use like Ventrilo.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. It was a, it was, oh, what's it called? Voice over a VoIP. It was a VoIP, voice over internet provider.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it literally was Discord.
Yeah.
It literally is Discord. And you would have, but it was all voice.
Well, I was going to say,
there was text? There was text channels too. But yeah, you would have a server. Someone would have to pay for a server.
Oh.
And then that's where we would hang out. That's where all the shit talking was.
Yeah. I mean, we pay for like the pumpkin patch Discord.
No, of course.
Discord server, but.
But yeah, I was like, oh, Discord is literally just Ventrilo.
That's
and
really funny.
It is, but also so much. I love the way we can organize everything.
Like yeah,
I start a server
better.
For everything. It is better.
I really like it.
It's pretty. You can make it pretty. You can make it organized.
Yeah.
Like
there's
for everything now,
also,
I'm like, I'll start a server.
I was looking at like Discord server templates and stuff. Like people are really out here doing the most
they spend,
to decorate their servers and stuff, which I really appreciate, honestly. It does take
Some
a lot of time.
Some of them are kind of weird.
Yeah, no, but as, you know,
those
such
like
as
Ed
the...
Lord, it seems like
Well, yeah,
edgy.
Just like things that we're not really into.
Sure.
You know?
That's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah, we're never going to start a, you know, like blood and guts themed Discord server. That's not
that
really our thing.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah.
And it didn't have zero downloads either.
Uh-huh, which is, yeah.
It's very interesting.
That's
maybe
not
it's
my business.
Maybe it's a reference we don't get. We are old.
Probably.
We are
yeah,
old.
Honestly. I contend with that all the time now.
How old
that,
we are?
That like we were... Talking about this when we went and got food from somewhere, like, I don't know, it was a fast food, like a drive-through situation. And I told Aaron, I'm continually being confronted with the reality that the people who are, you know, working there and giving us our food and
children.
Whatever, those people are half our age and were born when we were in, like, middle school, early high school.
I feel like, I don't know, because
like,
I feel...
Like, that's really upsetting.
Because I feel so old, but I feel so young at the same time, too. Because I don't, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel, especially like when you look at like 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yes. Like the 30-year-olds that were in Cheers.
Those dudes got some miles on them.
Yeah. Well, and it's because everybody was smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And everybody was out in the sun all the time.
Remember we were talking about the cars
too? We were wearing like mineral oil to go suntanning.
Yeah. We're just cooking our shit.
Yeah.
They look like pieces of bacon.
Well, and yeah, and it's because
good pieces of bacon.
You're not protecting your skin. You're not protecting your health.
No routine. No self-care skincare routine.
No.
Can you imagine?
They don't have a skincare fridge.
I sometimes, like, I'm so sad I didn't get on Survivor. I should call her back. I'm so glad I didn't get on Survivor. But at the same time, I'm like, what the fuck would I do without ChapStick? Like, I can do so many things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can deal with a lot, especially it's like the thing too, like, if I'm already dirty, like, oh, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
I kind of revel in the... being like a little, you, I always picture like a little pig in slop.
Little nature boy.
But I need fucking ChapStick.
Yeah.
I have, and I'm sure it's that thing, and I'm sure they're ruining my lips or whatever, but I, like, I'm not leaving, if I'm going out,
I stopped using ChapStick because I have seborrheic dermatitis, like, around my chin and mouth and stuff, and so oil makes it worse. So if you can just avoid having oil anywhere near that, then I do. And honestly, my lips have not really been chapped or bothered, like... They're dry, to be fair, but it's mostly because I'm dehydrated all the time.
Oh, not my problem.
I don't have like chapped lips.
Actually,
they're just like dehydrated because I don't hydrate myself.
I know it's so weird, but I've been on an asparagus kick lately, and I don't.
Yes, you have.
What?
Nothing.
I like asparagus. Also, too, I'm, like, fucking killing it, though, because you can cook it in the air fryer, that new air fryer we got. Because I can have one tray down with the asparagus on the bottom.
Yeah.
And I have my nice marinated chicken on the tray above it.
Yeah.
And all the chicken juices get on the asparagus, and it just, like, that's good cooking.
That's
good cooking.
It does taste good. I won't lie.
I can make some fucking asparagus.
You're good at cooking. No,
I'm
good at
air frying things. No, I'm good at cooking. You're right. Thank you so much for that.
You're good at cooking. Also, it's not an air fryer. Like, it kind of is an air fryer.
It's basically,
it's
you're
a
so
tiny
correct.
Convection
that
oven.
Gets hot really fast.
Yeah.
And I have burnt myself on it more times. It's just because
it's like a fancy, tiny convection oven.
And you know what the thing? It's funny because it's not loud. And so I think I'm like, oh, it's not, I don't take it seriously, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, how hot could it really be in there? It's not like, oh.
Yeah, no, it's hot. That thing gets hot fast.
And I also...
It's nice, though.
Speaking of kitchen appliances, you want to get into today's podcast episode?
It's about kitchen appliances?
It is, actually.
Okay. Aaron didn't tell me. Okay, so I gave you guys my soup presentation.
And I said, if Mickey can do presentations, I can do presentations.
That is correct.
I actually wasn't going to do a presentation at all, but it turned out to be the easiest way to present the information I want to present.
Okay.
And then it turned into something else.
Yeah, you were telling me that this morning while we were getting ready.
Yeah, I don't know why. A presentation doesn't inherently have to be persuasive.
Yeah, but it feels like it should, because I had a similar situation.
Yeah.
Like a similar feeling with the soup one.
Yeah.
It started as sort of like a meme, and then over time it was like I was interrogating you as a lawyer in court.
I didn't feel like I was getting interrogated. I felt like I was getting yelled at.
That's
are two
fair.
Different things.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like you weren't trying to pull information from me. You were trying to jam with a plunger as much soup information
as
you
could.
Yeah,
I was plundering soup information into your brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is that going to be this? Or is this going to be that?
I don't know. You want to find out?
Okay.
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 Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. Can I look now?
Yeah, you can look now. You've seen
okay, 10 fuck-ass kitchen gadgets that I actually love.
I would have
can
loved,
you turn it towards me a little
I would have loved to read the title myself since I made it, but... That is perfectly fine.
Okay.
But you stole my thunder.
Oh, sorry.
But that's okay. So this is my presentation on, I was just looking up more fun, silly, goofy things. We love cooking. We love kitchen things.
Yes.
We love gadgets.
Yes.
We love
kitchen
gadgets.
You are a gadget boy.
I am.
You're
so
an appliance girly.
I think it's no surprise then when I was doing research for this that all of the lists were like, why do these things exist?
Uh-huh.
And actually.
You love
I
them.
Also too, you know what's so crazy to me is not to get soapboxy, but a lot of this stuff, I'm like, immediately, I'm like, oh, this is an accessibility thing. You know, I was like, oh, of course some normie person with all their limbs and arms and like motor skills.
All their spoons,
All their spoons can do all of these things. And so like, you know, some of this stuff actually is really helpful for people with, you know, or like different neurodivergencies or whatever.
Yeah,
so
like mobility
this is why
issues.
these are 10 fuck ass kitchen gadgets that I actually love.
Oh yeah.
You don't actually need any of these things.
Okay.
Per se.
Yeah.
But if they increase your quality of life, I'm a quality of life guy.
Yes.
You know?
Also, there was somebody who made a comment, I think it was on TikTok, that like, if there is a gadget or a tool that you're like, why does that exist? It's probably not for you.
It's probably not for you.
And you should just let the people who like who it is for
yeah.
enjoy it.
And I feel like speaking of that.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. These are the things like I would actually enjoy or like things. I'm not saying things that we need.
Sure.
Because we don't have a lot of space because we're, you know, up to our sure. ears and gadgets.
Yeah.
But ultimately, this came from a place of if you could do a PowerPoint, I can make PowerPoints too. Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Real quick before, can you close your eyes real quick? All right, everyone. Are we ready?
Can I open my eyes?
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot to tell you. Sorry. Okay. All right. Let's get started. These are 10 fuck-ass kitchen gadgets that I actually love.
Okay.
Number 10. The delay is crazy. Yeah. Avocado slicers.
Okay.
Okay, right? Okay, okay, so seriously, what do you always get nervous about when I use it in the kitchen?
That you're going to chop your hand open with a big old chef's knife.
Generally, I do a good job cooking and cutting things.
Kitchen safety.
And my kitchen safety is a bit of on the back burner.
Yeah.
Not exactly my...
Not your thing.
How do I take the avocado? Yeah, I...
In case you didn't know...
There's a way you're not supposed to do it.
When you open an avocado, obviously there's a big pit, so you're supposed to set it on the counter.
I set it on the counter, and I do that.
And you're supposed to use, like, a small knife to cut around the pit, open it, and then set the avocado on the ground. And if you really want to pull it out with a knife, then you put... Or not the ground. Put the avocado on the counter, give it a whack, pull the thing out. Or you can just press it from the backside with your little
pressing,
thumbs.
When I learned about the pressing technique, that shit changed my
it
life.
It just pops
right?
it out. Or use a spoon. There's a lot of unsafe yes. things going on sure. with knives and avocados.
I think, too, there's nothing more in my mind, like visually appealing
yeah.
than nice, evenly cut avocado slices.
Yes.
And I think, too, if people, yes. let's be real here, guys, too. You're not going to be able to afford to buy a house anyways. Like, let's just get that thought out of your mind anyways. So you might as well just so enjoy rude. That
Why
goddamn
would you at us
fucking
like
avocado toast. Look Ooh. How good that avocado toast looks. Look at that. And you can also...
Is that a hot dog?
That's a hot dog.
Okay.
Look how nice those slices are. That hot dog, sure, it looks That's kind of nice. A messy mess. But, like, look at the avocado toast
There's
in the back.
There's bacon down the length of that.
That's a good hot dog,
Is that
right?
mayonnaise on it?
That's almost... It's
sold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
I love mayonnaise on a hot
but,
dog.
Like, so... Picture the avocado. Look at that nice, beautiful. That's a good avocado right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's
I love.
A good avocado.
Also, too, if you ever do not waste avocado, people, avocado farmers get taken by the cartel. Like avocado
Wait,
farming,
really?
I'm dead serious. Avocado. I'm saying it so many times, it's not a real word.
Yeah.
Avocado farming is like actually for real, like a giant money, a huge money industry.
Oh my God.
Industry. No.
That's
they
so
will,
scary.
So, seriously, don't waste. I'm like, maybe we shouldn't be supporting avocado, big avocado then. But all I'm saying is, I've heard that somewhere. It could be true. It might not be true.
Can oh, okay.
I have more information? But all I'm saying is...
Fact check us in the comments.
Avocado
Y'all love
farming, avocado farmers, big yeah. deal. Big deal, big
so
money.
So don't waste the fruits of their labor, is
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes, don't waste the... Well, is it a vegetable? It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit. Okay, excellent.
I learned that from Smarty Pants. Smart people.
Smart people. I
Dropout.
Also love the different slices you have, because you can do the big cut, the big slice, you know?
Yeah.
Around the thing. I should have probably yeah. had some more... You get it, though. You can use theater of imagination.
Use your mind.
But yeah.
yeah.
That hot dog, though. If that avocado was mashed on there, would that be as appealing to you? No. Exactly. Correct.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Now that we're all on the same page, number 9.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I forgot what number 9 is already. Oh, a banana slicer. Yeah. Look how... Okay. So look...
This is some fuck-ass shit.
I had
shit.
Two pictures of these. I actually... So I think this is very interesting. Excuse okay. my cut job on the fingers.
Sure.
They got cut off in the thing. Don't look too closely at it. But the banana slicer, parents. A banana is an easy treat, right?
Yeah.
But in the earlier and older stages in life, as we learned, eating becomes more of a laborious process, correct?
That's valid. No,
a banana
right.
slicer takes care of that. Now, one thing I will say about this banana slicer, though, cleaning this bitch looks like a fucking nightmare. I'm yeah. not going to lie to you.
The metal one, bad.
That's all bad, right?
Yeah.
But also... I'm thinking to myself, right? That metal slicer, that has potential.
For what?
Think about it. Well,
cutting wieners.
Look at this tray of nicely, evenly cut, aesthetically cut pieces of vegetables. And actually, if we look closely there, what is that?
What the fuck is that?
Is that a hot dog?
I don't know.
Is that a hot dog?
Is that a hot dog?
And also, something else you may have thought about, sushi.
Stop.
That's sushi.
You can't fit sushi in that bitch.
They did. Clearly they did. So,
the world's smallest sushi roll,
yeah.
maybe.
So I think the first banana slicer is like for the kids. That's something fun
yeah.
the whole family can enjoy, right?
Okay.
That's nice. You know, you want a nice little tray for kids for snacks after school. That second one, though, that's utility. That's fucking utility. You know what else you can do with that shit? Hot dogs. Yeah, think about it. That's so smart. You ever have some chili and you wish you, like, think, so normally when I eat a banana sometimes, when I would want to put the pieces into my yogurt, I was remembered about my yogurt fixation, right?
Yeah.
And so I was just entirely too lazy to cut, you open up the banana, you peel the banana, that's already like two steps, sure. And you have to cut the little slices of the banana and you have to put them in the yogurt, right? Yeah. Too many steps. So what I would do is I would...
You do that with carrots too, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I literally have, Mother Nature has spent hundreds of thousands, millions, a millennia fucking figuring this shit out. Why would I not use the tools that I have on hand in my mouth,
Well, then you're negating your argument for kitchen gadgets.
No, I am just, but I'm saying that's me doing that. Is that a socially acceptable thing to do? No. No. Now, if I pull this bad boy out now, I also, now that I'm thinking about it, as a worthy mention is the, I wish I'd thought about this, the orange slicer that I had.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
you can peel and then you can get under the gut, get under the skin.
I do love that thing as a neurodivergent person. I hate getting pith on my hands.
Oh my God, thank you. Yes.
But I do. Yeah, but I do love a good, I can't eat oranges anymore, but I love a good tangerine.
Sure, yes. You like stuff that eliminates this PowerPoint is like the neurodivergence safe zone. Yeah. Like all of these things are things we can do to help minimize the amount of.
Yeah.
We get on our fingers. Okay. Because see, look at this. Now, granted, I don't know if I'll probably hold the hot dog with a fork. But look at that.
But also,
That wiener needs some attention, right?
It does. That wiener is having a hard time.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere until you're done with your thought.
So ugly.
Not a good wiener.
What I was going to say too is with bananas, you know how when you cut them with a knife, they stick to the knife and then you have to scooch them off? And I feel like that's also a risk. Like, it makes me really nervous when you do that because it's like, you could potentially cut your finger if you're doing that too fast.
I have cut my finger open pretty good. I almost fainted. It was a very mild cut, but I don't know. I'm not a blood boy.
We went to urgent care and they were like, you just need some glue. It's fine.
I was a child. I was a child.
Yeah, so we were young.
I think you're 20. And it helped get me out of an argument. So really.
Manipulative. Okay, please make this wiener go away.
Yes, okay.
I don't want to look at it anymore. It's number 8. In the eye.
You're talking about juices on your finger, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, do I have a product for you. The pickle picker.
Oh.
So when I saw this, it's crazy because this is literally just the most, this type of tool, little extendo. There's mechanic ones for these and stuff. But guess what we're not getting on our fingers?
Yeah, juice.
Can you imagine? Look at that. But also, think how many other things this could apply to. Because I was thinking, when you're snacking and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Normally, what do I normally give you when we snack?
Toothpicks.
Why do I do that? Why do I give
you
toothpicks?
Because you and I both hate having stuff on our fingies.
And so, if you're at the keyboard, you're working.
Yeah.
Think how convenient.
You have to explain to them what the snack plates are, though.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, basically, you just take all regular-sized snacks, and you just fucking break them up into little bite-sized pieces.
Like what? What goes on the plates normally?
Cheese. Mm-hmm. Nuts are kind of a hard thing because you can't really.
Yeah, those I end up just scooting into my mouth.
Sure, totally.
End.
But cheese.
Yeah.
Soft vegetables. Soft fruits.
Yes.
You've
also put granola bars on them.
Yeah,
cut them into slices.
You cut the granola bars. Yes, very
sweet.
And
then you can use the toothpick.
You can absolutely stab granola. But think of this: you could literally pick up all of those things on that tray with the pickle picker.
You could pick up nuts with that, actually.
You could pick up nuts with that. That's a good call. Further demonstration, obviously pickle. Okay. So if you can imagine, think about sitting at your desk, having a pickle picker and being able to enjoy whatever snack you wanted and continuing to do your work at the same time.
Question.
Yeah.
What about those jars that are pickle jars that you just flip so that all the juice drains out?
I've never seen those before in my life.
Really?
The juice stays at the bottom.
Yeah. So when it's one way, all the pickles are in the juice, but then when you want a pickle, you flip it and all the juice drains away from the pickles so you could just grab one.
Literally, gravity is amazing.
Okay, but that still gives me the ick, though, because it still has the juice
leftovers
on it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No, you're right.
Granted, I don't think you would be able to pick up those larger, those pickle, the Hot Cheeto girls really love the big, thick pickles that we used to get.
Okay, I did too, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I never really partook in those. Were they good?
You hated them, but I would love them.
I did not like pickles then at that time.
I would eat a whole big, giant dill pickle spear from the snack bar in high
school. They always look good.
They're also $1.50, so
I bet those bitches are expensive
great
now.
Economical
I wonder
solution.
How Hot Cheeto girls are doing today in 2025.
I think they're still wearing Cookie Monster pants.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
With the print on the
good for them, yeah.
Good for We were just talking about that today, actually. Also, though, keep a note. What shape is that? What shape is that pickle?
Oh, well, it's like a cylinder.
It is. What else is a cylinder shape?
Cheese.
Nope. Okay. I'll go fuck myself.
Sometimes it has a hard time.
All right. Well, now that's still some of the gas out of my tank. Are you ready to continue?
Okay. As I think cylinders.
We established. Yes. Cheese. It's a cylinder shape. Thank you.
Oh.
Hot dog. Hot dogs.
Do we think you could hold that as like a weenie roast stick?
Hmm. Or now, does it I know have, they like, sell weenie roast sticks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would be nervous about the heat capacity because it's a cold.
Yeah.
It's a cold.
Okay, so explain treat. To me, like, in what context are we using the weenie grabber?
Oh, for any, just
the weenie claw. If you
just
you're
not having to touch them. I was thinking like transferring from the grill, maybe not necessarily cooking, but a good way to transfer with a lot more finesse. That's okay. A lot more finesse, a lot more care.
Okay, and also it doesn't have grossy grease.
I also think too, from a food standpoint, like not everyone always wants to eat bread, you know.
That's
so what
fair.
A great way to enjoy consuming your hot dog with no bread. It's a vegan option.
Can you imagine coming to the cookout and just holding like the little...
I mean, I feel like you could decorate...
The weenie grasper.
In the same way you can decorate a hydro flask, I feel like this is
something... Like bedazzle that bitch?
Yeah, I feel like you could, especially on the base part. It does have a base.
A bedazzled flared base.
So it's not going anywhere. I also love to... I feel like this would be a pretty nimble thing. So like, especially too, like... If I feel like this is something kids could really enjoy, okay. I think is what I'm getting at. I feel like this could be a fun,
honestly, way to encourage... as like a little autistic child. If somebody had given me the opportunity to hold some of my snacks without getting stuff on my fingers, I probably would have eaten a lot.
I think
more.
People too are really failing to. we just need a big picture, guys. Let's big picture this real quick.
Okay.
How many times do I wash my hands while I'm cooking? So I'm touching things.
A lot. Yeah, you and I both do the...
Think how much water we could be saving if we're using pickle pickers to pick up everything. Because then, no longer I must use so much water. Gallons. Not actually gallons, but for the sake of the presentation, gallons of water.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, but not with a...
Not with this.
Weenie pickle picker picker.
Number 7.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Stop. This is some fuck ass shit. This is some fuck ass shit.
Are they? Are they?
Onion goggles?
Did I fucking stutter? I haven't even said it yet, but have I stuttered? No, honestly, no. These are not some fuck ass shit. Because let me tell you this right now. Look at this woman. Look how close she is. Look at the proximity she is to the goggles. Or the goggles. The goggles, very close. But look how close she is to the onions. And she's smiling. Wouldn't it be crazy
though,
I thought? Why is
she holding it like that?
But also, because look how close she said, I've never seen onions this close up before because my eyes are normally closed. But now they are open.
She looks like a titan.
She does. But also... Her cutting tech, what is she doing with that knife? I have never seen someone hold a knife like that.
Fingers.
Honestly, quite frankly, I kind of wish.
She checked for EDS. Your fingers aren't supposed to bend like that.
In this picture alone, I kind of wish she didn't have the goggles because maybe she doesn't need to be cutting anything. She doesn't actually, might not need to be in the kitchen. But what an opportunity for her man to step in.
No. Okay.
Look at this old man. He is having a horrible, miserable time.
Yeah.
Think about it. Maybe his wife
is busy. Sad.
Maybe he's trying to help at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, that's a very gendered way of presenting it, sir.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Let me stop. But this man is not going to be able to accomplish his task. And in fact, he's hurting himself. He's literally causing himself pain. And you know what? I think that's something like toxic male masculinity is putting yourself through something, putting yourself in pain to try and help others when you don't have to. And you know what that makes you? What the fuck? A bitch. Dude, fuck you, Canva. Seriously, fuck you for ruining my comedic timing. But that makes you a bitch. He's doing something that's hurting himself for no reason. And there's literally something. It's like men who punch holes in drywall. Just go to therapy.
Yeah.
It's like men who don't wear lotion and their skin cracks and their knuckles bleed. Just wear lotion.
Onion goggles are the therapy and lotion of the kitchen?
Yes. Yes. You're hurting yourself by doing something. And you know what the thing is? Look at all these vegetables he has to cut. He's continuing to go back, and he's just doing damage. He's not showing up for his partner by now, right now. But with onion goggles, look at him now. Happy. Look at these men. Now they can be the partners these women deserve.
Hold on. All of these people, are these all stock images of these people wearing the goggles? Or did you edit the goggles onto them?
Well, that's what you might be asking. Now look. This man now has goggles. And look how much happier he looks. If I may, if Canva will work. It doesn't matter. Good night. Bitch.
Yeah. Not a bitch.
Not a bitch. Look at these men. Bitch.
Yeah. I love that you had to type bitch and not a bitch like 85 times. You're going to have to take your sock off so you can do it with your foot. Oh, nice. There you go.
Fuck you, phone. Okay. I'm now using my feet. Not a bitch. These men can now be in the kitchen and be equal partners.
So really, and this also, is like an act of feminism is what you're saying.
Yeah, because also, too, I will say, if I can go back to this man real quick. Okay. This man right here in the middle, I thought maybe spouse. But I'm thinking spouse. I think this man might be gay.
Okay.
I love his posture. I love, he looks entirely, that man doesn't look
he's
like.
He's one of us. He looks like he's one of us.
He looks like someone who's in a relationship he's actually happy with.
That's fair.
Look at that.
That and is also such a burn on straight people.
Especially too after, I will say like, these guys don't have the same enthusiasm as he does. Like this man is my little teapot and now that he's got his onion goggles. And with that, I say I take you to number five. Okay. I don't care. I'll do the rest of the podcast like this because it's going to be up here. It's fine.
Fair enough.
Okay. I don't remember what number five was, but. Oh, the corn kerneler. The corn kerneler. The corn kerneler. The corn kerneler. Okay, so at first I saw this and I was like, this is dumb because this picture right here, those kernels are not kerneled.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But this cob over here, that's a good cob. Okay. Think how much time. And also, too, I think this would be really just better spent if I let the experts do the talking.
Basically, all you have to do is shuck your corn.
And it's just gone. And the corn is gone.
I hate it here.
It was corn.
Why did you do that to me?
That was corn. That was literally corn. While the corn was getting kerneled,
I thought for a second that this was one of those videos where some man is in the background being like, yeah, touch it with your hands. No. Like the Facebook ones.
No. This is, I believe this is Britt in the kitchen.
God. Thank you, Britt in the kitchen. We're so sorry, Britt in the kitchen.
No, honestly, she did a really good job demonstrating. And also, especially when it's sweet corn season, like, it was a good video.
I don't disagree. We do cut the corn off of the cobs with a knife.
And again, what makes you nervous when I use it in the kitchen?
Knives.
What does this do? Eliminates the use for knives.
Okay.
This is a safety. These are safety things. These gadgets.
Do you think it's so safe that you would give it to a child?
Yeah, definitely. I would be like, simply don't put your limbs in there. Okay. But otherwise.
Okay, so you could use it then.
That's what I'm saying. Think how much safer I would be. Look at hands, safe away from the blades. The only part that would be weird, I don't know how you'd get that last little bit of kernel in there. You'd have to grab it from the other side, I guess. And then, because I'm trying to think, if you're putting the corn in there, and then...
You're doing this on purpose. No, I'm surely.
Not. Surely. Moving on.
Okay, number four.
if you have any questions, I don't care.
Oh, my God!
Oh, this one is next level. This one, okay, now this one took some warming up to, I think. But this is actually something... I don't want to say it's revolutionary, per se.
An electric fork?
This is the part where I really was like, who needs this?
Mm-hmm.
People, old people, they are so bad at fine motor skills.
Or anybody with mobility issues in their hands.
Yes, truly, generally. Genuinely. Generally, genuinely.
Generally, genuinely.
Genuinely. This puts the motor back in skills.
Hold on. I love that this removed.
Don't touch the screen.
Canva removed that. And so it just looks like you're holding a giant crayon.
You did catch that with a floating noodles.
But also with floating noodles at the end of it.
I will say, that's not a good set of noodles. I would not particularly enjoy those noodles. But the thing that was cool about this, like this is literally so easy kids could use it. Like if kids can use this, I can use this. Yes.
Activate the machine.
So easy kids can use it.
Not in your mouth.
Oi.
You just eat it.
Ah! Oi.
Well, I would have stopped it first, but...
See. Oh wow, it worked!
See?
Yeah, this is
how you turn it off.
You have to be quick because once you put it on and you scoop out the noodles, sometimes they fall off because it's twisting and it'll drop off the noodles. So you have to put it on and turn it off.
That's why it's located here, the bucket, because you can slide it up
and down.
Please watch.
Get your noodles.
He's never held an electric fork before, as you can see. Up.
This is you. That child is you.
Look at that scoop, that fork of spaghetti. Now, I wanted to use this to demonstrate a few things.
Okay.
One, kids, not the best fine motor skills.
No.
But I think, look, they were still able to somehow manage. Now, I will say, let's zoom in on this if we can.
Enhance.
I'm not entirely sure. I feel like the idea is there. I feel like some, but now I'm talking myself out of it, because if you need fine motor skills to use, I think someone with some more.
Maybe like muscle fatigue. Or anybody who has, like, a difficulty with, like, the rotating motion. Like, maybe if you have rheumatoid arthritis.
I think I just wanted to really point out, too, that this kid was dogging on this other kid.
Yeah.
On how to use it. And then made a scoop that looked like that.
That looked like doo-doo. Yeah.
That is probably the least aesthetic scoop I've ever seen.
But also, that's just going to, like, down the front of you.
You're not getting that in your mouth.
No, and also, not easily.
I think because adults understand cause and effect and consequences.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously you would want to turn the fork off before you were.
Yeah, yeah, because that one child put it in their mouth with just the fork turning.
I will say for me personally.
And the clacking noise of teeth on metal.
Oh my God.
Made me want to die.
Personally, I don't necessarily love this one because I don't need it to eat a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if it's not a hot dog gadget.
Yeah, this is not a hot dog gadget. The noodles?
Hold on.
What?
Have all of these gadgets
just
been a way for you to eat hot dogs?
What do onion goggles have to do with hot dogs?
Or the corn thing. You can't use the corn thing.
I did
for
think
hot dogs.
I tried really hard to get a picture because I thought if you put a bunch of hot dogs through the corn kerneler, then you could spiralize them all at once. But I think it would just turn into like how you say mush.
Please make it stop.
So that one didn't feel very good. But this one was just truly silly Bo Billy gadget.
I bet if you lined up a bunch of hot dogs, one right after the other, and then you stamped the corn kerneler on it, you could make like circle hot dogs.
So, like pepperonis?
Is that what pepperonis are?
No, I guess just.
What's in pepperoni?
Meat, pig.
Is it pork?
What isn't in pepperoni?
What's in hot dogs?
Well, hot dogs, everything. It's beef. Well, beef hot dogs. Beef.
Yeah, all beef hot dogs are just like beef discards, right? Yeah.
What's in a pepperoni? It's cured meat. It's cured meat that's sliced.
Meat from where?
An animal. It's not chicken, it's gotta be pork. Beef?
I don't know. What's in a pepperoni? Sorry I distracted you.
What's
don't know.
What's in a pepperoni? Well, now I want to answer what's in a pepperoni.
Do you want me to Google it?
No, I don't care.
Okay, please continue.
Okay. Number three.
Uh-huh.
This one.
Stop. This one I
thought,
stop.
This one I thought for you. Also, again.
No.
Why would I need to put a hot dog in there? I guess a hot dog in the bun, but why would I need to do that?
Okay. Please continue.
Of course. I'll let the experts.
A motorized ice cream cone?
Yes. And actually, the specs on this are so impressive, I had to write them down. This is a push-button piece of equipment. This thing spins 25 to 30 RPMs.
That's a lot.
To put into perspective, a car, the dash thing starts at 1,000. So if you can imagine 1,000.
That thing's whipping.
That thing is like, it's like 5%.
Yeah.
Of what your car does when it idles.
Wow.
That's a lot of spinning.
So 30 RPMs means that it's
rotations
doing
per minute. So that means
half a rotation
in
a minute.
So, yeah. So roughly, so if you can imagine, by the time, if you started looking right here.
No, two rotations a minute.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's whipping.
So if you're just sitting here.
Please never make that face again. Someone's going to edit that. Someone's going to screenshot
that. No, it's for ice cream. Also, 8 ounces of ice cream, a perfect portion. That is a perfect portion of ice cream, in my opinion, because you get to have all the flavors. I think by the time. Also, I'm not really sure how you're going to eat the bottom of it. Not a problem for us, honestly, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Again, to clarify, 360-degree rotating dish. That's pretty impressive. There's not a single inch of ice cream that you're going to be missing.
It's dishwasher safe, even though it's.
Dishwasher safe. And it has a built-in drip basin.
That's
basin.
Nice.
Basin. Drip built in basin.
You almost started rapping just then.
Yeah, I was about to drop.
Drip, drop.
Drip, drop. Bink, bock, boop. Sorry, that was not worthy. Anyways, yeah, but the built in drip basin, I think, is the part that really sold me. Because also, too.
But how do you get the stuff out of the drip basin? You just like shake
it in
your mouth?
That's not my problem. That's not my problem.
Okay.
That's the dishwasher's problem.
Okay.
I'm not cleaning up.
I want the melted ice cream. I like melty ice.
Okay, then put your ice cream in a bowl like a Neanderthal. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Gosh.
Motorized ice cream cone. July is National Ice Cream Month. This is $9.99 available at BaronBob.com. Takes two AA batteries, not included, of course. Removable dish.
Should I do it?
There's a removal. Yeah.
Look at it.
So there's a removable dish.
You know what it is? It's for really lazy people.
I don't agree with that.
You don't even have to work it. It works it for you. But I thought it was supposed to keep it from dripping, but we let it stand there too long.
It was out here for 10 minutes.
Ignore that part. We're not worried about that part. But the drip basin, this is
oh my
this
god,
is user These are people not respecting these products. Yeah. Also, I don't believe these products, or this product is specifically too, is for lazy people. I think it's for actually smart people.
That's
people
fair.
Who don't want to drip. People who don't want fucking ice cream. Think about enjoying your ice cream during the summer. Think how yeah. fast you have to eat that. Think about That's how true. Fast you could eat your ice cream with 25 to 30 RPMs a minute rotating in your mouth.
I mean, okay. I do think it's actually kind of a good accessibility aid.
It is.
I will say the drip basin, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Also, no, the drip basin is good.
I think the drip basin is a bunch of bullshit.
I don't think we should. I don't think we. For the price, these are $5 a pop. Well, with inflation, who knows?
They were $5?
For a pack of two?
Oh, okay. Honestly, I would buy those. $5 for a pack of two, that's worth it.
Think of what other things you could put in there, too. I don't know, like but what? I feel like. Greek yogurt, maybe?
Ooh.
No.
I was going to say peanut butter, but that's a whole fuckload of peanut butter.
This really is just a single product. I will say at least the other products mostly that I've brought up today, the accessibility and the versatility, I think, are two things.
Yes.
Pickle picker, all kinds of things. Anything you can pick up, really. The onion goggles, anything that bothers your eyes. Like, think around someone who farts a lot, too. Onion goggles. No pink eye.
Stop.
What other products did I even list today?
Stop! No pink eye.
The avocado slicer?
That's so foul. I feel like you could cut
all kinds of different things with the avocado slicer. What was the second thing? The banana slicer? The banana slicer, that's versatility.
You could use a lot of these for cheese.
A lot of these could be for cheese.
Yeah.
Number
two. That's my favorite food, really.
Sometimes I get here and I'm like, what was number two? Yes, I do remember number two. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think it's just best, again, if we let number two sell itself.
Okay.
Making eggs makes a mess.
That's
they stick
the knee.
To the pan. They flop when you flip, and the yolks always drip. And after you cook them up, there's all that
cook
cleanup.
Them up.
What you need is the Rolly Egg Master, the fast, easy pan
freeway to make perfect eggs
every time. Just crack, pour, and Rolly Egg Master pops up delicious eggs in minutes.
Ew. Look at this woman in the office.
RV, or dorm room. Plus, cleanup is a breeze.
She's the stinky coworker.
All this mess and let Rolly make perfect eggs.
Look at those perfect eggs.
That's disgusting.
That man looks like he's going to go teach a baseball team or something.
That is a neurodivergent hate crime.
It's not actually. It's the Rolly Egg Master. It's not the Rolly Egg Master neurodivergent hate crime. This actually thing, it kind of makes sense. I kind of get it. I'm going to be honest. And also, too, did you notice she put those eggs, one of those eggs, in a what? What shape is this?
A cylinder. Oh, it's a cylinder.
So what do you think if we had something? So now this is a cylinder with no spine. This cylinder has no spine. This thing has no support. This
I would like to apologize
what
to all
support?
Of you. Oh my God. No.
That's not it.
Pumpkin.
That's not aesthetic.
Pumpkin.
But think, if we had a thin layer wrapped around it to help give it some support, what do you think we could cook in this thing? And I thought to myself, I know exactly what we could cook in this thing. A fucking hot dog. A fucking hot dog. Look, stick. Look, think about it. Just think about it. Think about it. I don't know how it would push the hot dog out. I'm not really worried about that part. But it's giving Red Rocket. But with, think about that woman in the office.
Pumpkin.
I just keep thinking about that
Stop.
Woman.
Stop.
I just keep thinking about that woman in that office no. making her weird ass, nasty ass egg.
No.
But the smell of a fresh cooked hot dog.
In the office?
In the office. You can't beat that. Also, too,
your
the chain.
Coworkers
like the chain ability,
you.
Too, of it. Because you could have one, you get your first one cooked, new one in there, and you can start eating the one you just cooked.
No.
And that same stick, again, this is a, think of how many different things you have to use to cook an egg. Spatula. Pan. Now what do you got to do? You got to clean that spatula. Pan. You got to clean that with water. Now we're using water. This thing uses no water. So now we're also saving water and we're minimizing the amount of things by buying something we don't need. We're actually minimizing the amount of other things we do need.
Uh-huh.
And this thing is versatile. You can put eggs in here, hot dogs, eggs and hot dogs, and then
eggs and hot dogs.
Eggs and hot dogs.
Ew.
So, but really, I think this is just a good, another way, like there's so many different ways to prepare hot dogs, I think.
That's what I'm learning.
Yes, yes, excellent. Yes. And also, too, that's what I want us to keep in mind is how many different ways there are to prepare hot dogs and well. And I think the other thing, too, you have to grapple with. Now, the negative to this man.
Yeah.
This thing can only fit one hot dog at a time.
Yeah.
Inefficient, not going to cut
Correct.
It, right?
Oh, no.
Number one.
No. No, the hot dog toaster. No, I knew
the
it.
Hot dog toaster.
Think oh, how, no.
And also, too, this is a retro version, too, because back then they were eating food like we were eating it nowadays. This thing can only fit two dogs, two buns. That's not even, that's a meal
not
for one person.
The hot dog
so, like, what?
Toast.
Am I going to sit there and eat my two hot dogs while you sit there and wait for your two hot dogs? So,
yes.
We either need two or we need another system, right?
Yeah.
So, some drawbacks about this, though. Look at this chart of hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we have, I can't read this because I have.
Boil and beer.
Stovetop sear. Not too bad. Sear, boil. That's a sad hot dog.
Yeah.
Boil and beer. I don't even know. What's the difference? Do we even need, is that even an option? Grill.
Okay.
That looks good, right?
Yeah.
Oven roast. That's pretty good. That's a good sausage.
Okay.
Roast over open. Of course, you know.
Yeah.
A slow cook. Not for me.
No. Microwave.
Microwave. Cool, right?
Micawabe.
That's not appetizing.
Stop.
What?
That's disgusting.
Not, no, it's literally not. It's hot dogs. It's
in
hot dogs.
Hot dog water.
Yes, and it's not very appetizing, right? Like, that's not a...
Yeah.
That's not the...
It's not aesthetic.
Premier, premium
no.
way to cook hot dogs, I would say, correct? Now that... Look
what
at those links. Those are hot dogs. Those are hot dogs
what
cooked
is
on the
this?
Grill. Those are hot dogs cooked on the grill. What do you mean, what is this? We are establishing a baseline, right?
Why are you
right?
giving me F-shaped
so,
hot dogs?
So okay. If we have decided, I think it's easy to say, and I don't really care about your guys' opinion, because quite frankly, we all know a grilled dog is the best way to consume a
sure.
hot dog, right?
Okay.
There's no question about that. The crisp, the sear, the smell, the juices when they start sweating, literally perfect. There's nothing better than that. Needless to say,
you spend
hot
a lot
dogs
of time
in water.
Thinking about hot dogs.
No. Yeah, maybe. needless to say, hot dogs, D tier. Not good.
Okay.
That's like... God, that's like if we don't have any other fucking choice and you really
yeah.
want a dog, right?
Yeah.
But the thing, that's the thing where I think the like the Rolly comes in too.
Uh-huh.
I would really be interested to see what a hot dog looks like out of the Rolly Egg Master. It really should be called the Rolly Hot Dog Master, but that's my own personal preference, I
okay.
think, obviously.
The Rolly
so
Dog
then,
Master.
Where does that put our hot dog toaster, right? And actually, if you look at where I put my question mark.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. So that way you can
okay.
enjoy. So we're getting more than one hot dog, right?
Uh-huh.
We're not getting grilled per se, because obviously a grill can hold a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
But these, if we get uh-huh. one of these new and improved versions, I hope I put a picture
Ouch.
Of it. And I didn't. But anyways, look at all these different types of hot dogs you can make. And they would utilize the other things we just talked about. Pickles. Look at that.
Okay.
See those pickles right there?
Uh-huh.
Pickle pickler. I could have placed all of those there with my pickle picklers. This is like relish or something. There's sauces or cheese. And, oh, hold on.
Okay.
What is that? What is that?
Is that avocado?
Is that
an avocado?
Motherfucker, that is avocado. We could use our avocado slicer
okay.
from earlier
yeah.
to also make hot dogs with avocado.
This has been the lead up this whole time.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The avocado slicer.
Yeah.
These tools are like, if you have an open mind, if you have a neurotypical mind, these are all
sure.
single use tools, you think, right?
Yeah.
Not to someone like me.
Yeah.
Not to someone who wants to enjoy a hot dog. I could use any of these things to make a hot dog. I'm confident of it. All of these tools could be used to make a better hot dog. And I think, if I may wrap this up, and I think I speak for all of us when I say people may think we're weird on our own. We have different neurodivergencies, different tics, different tisms, different things that prevent us from maybe doing things the way you think we should do them.
Sure.
And I think that's the thing,
yeah.
right? That's the thing we say on this channel all the time. Just because I'm doing it a way that's different doesn't make it wrong. And I think but when we work together
yeah.
and we put all these pieces together in mm-hmm. our weird, fucked up little puzzle pieces, and they don't necessarily fit together, but we really jam them in there really good, we can make hot dogs taste really good. And have you?
Been, I hate it here.
And this has been a there's a lot to unpack here presentation.
Making hot dogs really good.
Really good.
You're so cute.
Do you have any questions? How could you? Because I pretty much covered
I feel
anything
like,
and everything.
Yeah. I feel like
everything,
I've been
everywhere all at once.
Plungered. I've been plungered.
No, you've been dogged, if we're being quite frank. If we're
no.
being quite frank.
Oh, no. Pumpkin, honestly, I have to say, like, truly kudos.
I feel like it would have worked a little better if I could have used my phone.
Yeah,
that's not my
fair.
Fault. I cannot believe how those videos rendered on my computer. Obviously, they were fine.
Yeah.
In Canva.
What's wrong with them in here? I thought they were fine.
There's like fucking 2 frames per second. It's fine. You
I
got
thought
the
they
point,
were
though.
Fine. Yeah.
It's fine. The audio is what the important
it.
Part, right?
Because
this is a podcast.
I also assumed that it was like from the peak from the 90s. Or the early 2000s.
Honestly, I love it for that nostalgia effect. A
yeah.
lot of these, they, you know, and that's a real sign of the economy, too, is they don't really make fuck-ass gadgets like this anymore. When was the last time you saw a new commercial for a new fuck-ass gadget?
I don't know. People are really obsessed with the Ninja Creamy. You tried to convince me to get one of those, too.
Is that a fuck-ass gadget, though? Because
yes.
that's just like...
It's an expensive fuck-ass gadget.
Yeah, we don't have like dollar store. We don't have $19.99.
Yes.
Of, you know.
I want some $19.99 fuck-ass gadgets.
Yeah. The Creamy is like an investment.
Yeah.
So that's for people who are serious. Like that, the creamy paired with the ice cream cone thing.
Yeah.
Really did think if there's like a base at the bottom of the cone, you could probably put a hot dog in there.
I wonder if you're just meant to put smaller scoops in there.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. The amount it holds, all of that ice cream cone thing, where's the basin?
I think you're supposed to put less ice cream so it doesn't touch the sides of it is the thing, so that it drips inside.
Honestly,
though,
actually using that.
Kind of impressed that it spins that fast.
25 to 30 RPMs is not that fast.
That feels kind of fast to me.
Honestly, I guess, like, you know, something that close to your mouth spinning that fast.
You could, like, really, if you just left your tongue out of your mouth like that and just, like, continued to press the button, you could eat that whole ice cream.
I'm curious what some of our vibrators run at, you know, like what the RPMs on those are. I'd be really curious.
Sometimes
I do. Sometimes I do a really good job of not laughing at my own
jokes.
Get
out. I hate you.
But, God,
Honestly,
I think
Punk,
I covered it all.
Like,
thank you. Thank you.
Cheers. That was really good.
If anyone, it didn't turn into a way to make hot dogs.
Yeah, but it kind of did.
But it just makes sense.
Which is so on brand. I knew that fucking hot dog toaster was going to be in there. I could fucking feel it in my bones.
How?
Because, it's just like your thing. This is why I called Aaron a hot dog boy for the longest time.
I've been craving. There's been a
because you had one of those growing up.
Also, while we're on the topic of hot dogs, yo, fuck you, bread companies and hot dog companies. Whose fault is it? Who's at fucking fault here? Because I want a goddamn answer. Why are we giving 7 fucking hot dogs to 8 buns? What am I supposed to do with the 8 fucking buns? Shove it up my ass?
Is it 7? Is it 7 hot dogs?
7 hot dogs to 8 buns.
Are you sure? I thought it was 12 hot dogs and 8 buns.
Where the fuck are you buying a pack of 12 hot dogs? Because I want it. 12, 24, 8, 16. So I'd have to buy 3 packs of buns to
Hold
2
on.
Hot dogs.
Let me Google it. You can find packs of hot dogs with 6 or 8 buns. You can find hot dogs with 10 buns. This one is a 40 count. This one.
Yeah, I'm not. I love hot dogs.
Let's look
but
at
I'm
Hebrew
not
Nationals. How many are in
7.
Here? Show me. On the
I'm pretty sure it's 7, unless I'm wrong.
Fully cooked.
They're probably 6 now at the same price thanks to inflation.
It doesn't say. It's 10 ounces of hot dog. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 6.
No.
That's what this says. It's 6.
I'm going to go count the one we have at home because I'm pretty sure it's 7. Okay. Either way, though, why are we not just cooperating? Why are we not collaborating? Why are we not,
That's
you know,
fair. Yeah.
Working across the aisle to
why
just
are we doing
8
that?
And 8. 6 and 6. I'd be fine with 6 and 6.
Yeah.
You can keep the same price. Don't keep the same price. You'll probably do it anyway.
No, don't keep the same price. Charge less.
I don't think there's anything I've gotten more of and paid the same for. Like, even our flossers.
Yeah.
We went from a bag of $150 to a bag of $90 at the same price.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, fuck you guys.
That's pretty egregious.
Now I'm mad. That's after fair. I just had fun.
I'm so sorry.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Okay. Actually, I didn't think I was a little nervous.
You're always nervous about anything I bring.
That's not true.
That is true.
I was nervous it was going to be, like, stuff I already knew.
Oh, do you feel like you learned something?
I thought today? I was going to sit through an hour presentation about a rice cooker.
I could do that too.
I know.
And what would be wrong with that?
Nothing.
Exactly. Thank you. when it's your turn to present.
I was pleased that it was all things I had never heard of except for the hot dog toaster. I knew that was
You had never
be
heard of the avocado slicer?
Well, I had heard of it, but not like
you never really thought about
it. It's not
it.
Like you're at home being like, "We should get an avocado slicer."
No,
you know?
That's fair. But now I'm thinking about it.
Honestly, if it means that I don't have to watch you smack avocado pits with a giant chef's knife, then maybe.
This is a safe. This is a presentation on safety.
This is a safety and first, accessibility presentation.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
What do, I like do you it. Like any of those products in particular? Or?
Honestly, the pickle pickler.
The pickle pickler, I feel like, is good. I'm pretty sure I used to have one of those at home.
My dad had something like that.
Yeah.
But it was, like, for the garage.
Yes.
It was, like, when you would drop, like, a screw or whatever, because he worked on our cars and stuff. So if you ever dropped it.
A really long one.
It was, like, the, but we would use it all the time. We stole it out of the garage, and we would use it to grab stuff. And, like,
it's fun.
Like, pinch each other with it. My mom would get really mad, and she'd be like, that's not a toy. And then.
It kind of is.
Yeah, and then she would take it from us, but we
would take it back. You can show her this presentation and show this is a toy.
It's a pickle pickler.
Pickle pickler.
I want a grabber.
Did you notice,
I just like grabbers.
Did you notice I spelled the corn kerneler?
Oh boy, did I.
Which is funny because English is such a funny language.
Yeah.
Because that word, kerneler, that's not
terrible.
English is the dumbest fucking language.
Corn kerneler, but it was technically kernel.
It's kerneler. To be fair, it's spelled normally kerneler.
I think.
I just wanted to, for our friends who English maybe not their first language.
That's fair. No, you're right.
But yeah, and then. I thought that, I was like, what does this, what would this corn kerneler, if I was a Foley artist, mm-hmm. what would this corn kerneler sound like uh-huh. while I was kerneling kern? And I feel like it would be corn.
I hate you.
I gotta say, that was an impressive bit to get through that sentence, because that
yeah.
took every synapse neuron in okay, my brain.
This is what I was telling you last night. Sometimes we do this thing before bed where
your
like,
hag laugh was crazy.
I'll get zoomies and just start making weird noises.
Will you do it on the pod?
No.
I won't even look at you. I'll do this.
No. No, it's embarrassing because it's stupid. Also, all of the people who are in the offices surrounding are going to be like, what the fuck?
They probably already think that.
Yeah, especially when I was yelling about the hot dog thing. But I will, especially when I'm taking out my contacts, if you make me laugh about something, I'll like, and then sometimes I just like keep laughing until it starts to get
seriously?
Deranged.
Antidepressive technique, just find something stupid and laugh.
Like,
and
even force, if you're like fake laughing, yeah.
Force yourself to fake laugh
because
so hard.
At a certain point, you start to laugh about how stupid you sound fake laughing, but then you have to like try to keep your composure. And so I did that for like a solid minute and a half, and it was truly a feat of strength and fortitude.
I
was really impressed with myself.
I am really glad. Thank you for sitting and watching. Thank you, everyone.
That was great. Thank you for sharing that with us.
If,
I loved it.
Yeah, I think these are fun. I spent way longer on this than I really should have. I thought aesthetically is pretty good.
I liked it.
I'm not going to lie. My screen with the... It's fine. It doesn't matter. I'll actually...
The screen with what?
The background with the avocado toast.
Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. And the vegetables.
Oh, good.
Right. The goggles. You're not going to buy onion goggles, surely.
I do have a really hard time cutting
cutting goggles.
I do have a hard time cutting onions.
You do. But I think maybe goggles are a bit too far. Maybe,
I mean, they have them in different colors. They're pretty fresh.
Maybe I'll just cut the onion.
No, but see, that's putting labor on you that I should be able to... That's, see, this is... That's misogyny and feminism working against each other.
I see your point now. Yeah.
Look, like, damn.
Okay.
When Aaron doesn't make a lot of good points, but when I make a point, I'm going to fucking make it.
Okay. Don't talk about yourself in the third person.
When were we watching that someone did that? We're like, did they just, oh, it was fucking mama's boy.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Anyways, with that yawn.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a lot to unpack here.
I feel like
we've very slowly gotten back to our name. I feel like we've always been our name, but I feel like lately with these,
there's a lot to unpack.
We have unpacked some stuff for you guys. I hope you guys watch this and enjoy it. Share it with your friends. If you know someone in your life who really loves hot dogs, I don't got nothing, but love that. Don't judge them. Judge them. Look at me and look at me. When was the last time I had a hot dog? I'm really craving.
Great.
Ah.
You've had corn dogs.
Oh, I love corn dogs.
We had corn dogs a while ago.
Do I like hot dogs more or corn dogs? Those vegan ones were so good. Actually so good.
Morningstar vegan corn dogs are so good.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them.
Love. I can't believe how hard it used to be for you to get vegans. It doesn't matter.
It's so, I know. I really like grew up in the wrong time because when I was a vegetarian wanted to be a vegan, there was just like no options, like none whatsoever.
You were also poor.
That too.
Does not help.
No, but I mean, nowadays, like, you can buy vegetarian, vegan, everything.
It's funny because they're about the same prices they used to be, I feel like.
Yes.
You get less. But I feel like because everything else.
It's sort of, yeah.
Inflation so kind of fixes and hurts itself in a way, you know?
Yeah.
So that's so cool. Cool. Yeah.
Honestly, Punk, thank you very much for taking us
You're
on this
so
journey.
Welcome.
I appreciated this very much. And there were some things in here that you actually changed my mind. Not the egg rolly. Not that.
The egg rolly is a sin.
That's like, disgusting.
That deserves to be rocketed.
Please make that go away.
That flaccid egg is disgusting. That flaccid egg was...
Please stop, as soon as I saw that... I'm conjuring it in my mind now. And it's all greasy around the rim.
I just want to see it pop out of it. Also, like, the process of cleaning that thing... Like, you have to, like...
Stop.
What?
With the hand motions.
No, it's... Okay. Fine. But all I'm saying is that machine... Is
disgusting.
who and what basement?
Also, they're like, you just have to wipe off the rim. No, you don't.
And all the gunk in the middle.
There's raw egg
too,
in there.
You know, every egg isn't coming out of there perfectly.
No.
Like, I can just imagine one getting stuck.
Like,
and then,
yeah, and like ripping.
I want to see that egg fall over, though. Like, also, so you just have to sit there and watch it and wait for the perfect moment to.
I guess. That's disgusting.
If I ever saw anyone eating an egg, it's like an egg kebab. It's the same food, but like putting it in that form makes it not acceptable.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah. Imagine if like somebody was eating like yogurt and granola or something by condensing it into a popsicle shape, or like, actually, that's not even that weird.
That's not even that weird. I'm trying to think what would be so, because an egg, eggs are just such a precarious food.
Yeah, that's not right. I'm trying to think what else you could.
Neurotypical friends. Uh-huh. Does the eggs that come out of that thing, does that look, would you eat that? That's what I want to know. That's what I want the takeaway to be. Would anybody eat an egg out of the Egg Master?
Does anybody eat that? Does anyone look at that and think, that's not so bad?
If you put it in a bread or a bun or something where you can't see it.
Sure.
Like less bad.
Yeah.
But like.
You know what? I think the thing is, though, it's the orientation of it. It's the verticalness
of
it.
So if it came out.
No, because you know how like when people make those omelets, you know, have you seen those where it's like a super thin layer and they just like, rolling it?
Yeah.
But because they're horizontal and it's meant to be sliced and eaten with a fork, it's not offensive. Weird. But because this comes out vertically and you put a shish kebab stick in it and then you
talk about a good
morning.
That's
not
you know?
Right. There's no point in saying good morning because it certainly is not one with that thing around.
I feel like that thing would wake you up in the middle of the night coming out of the thing. Like,
can you imagine sitting next to somebody in the cubicle over? So all of a sudden, there's just a smell of fucking unseasoned hot egg.
No, I would literally go in there and smack that shit off their desk. And I'd be like, how much was it? Here you go. I don't ever want to see that shit again.
Smack that floppy egg on the ground.
Dude, I want to take it to someone and smack them in the face with it. That would be, it would break, but also, oh, I'm curious how waxy it is. Like,
I was gonna say the grease.
I'm picturing that gif with all the hot dogs get thrown at the face. I'm learning more and more. This is just a phallic episode, a phallic shaped episode.
The stain of grease would be insult enough. Like, I'd be so ashamed.
I'd be like, do I go home or do I work harder? Like, what?
Disgusting. Okay.
I'm ready to wrap it up.
We're gonna go.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Mickey. If you guys like the pod, you can like it and subscribe. Leave us reviews and stuff because that's good for it.
Remember when I was like, all they talk about is potatoes and hot dogs and soup.
And here we are. We talk about hot dogs, potato, and soup. It's the Hot Dogs, Potato, and Soup podcast. Whatever. The world's on fire. We need an escape. We love you so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.